Hello everyone, welcome to Educators. Today we are going to talk about spiritual wisdom. So I'm currently reading the book Symbolism and Spiritual Wisdom, The Life and Breath of India. It is by Ardhendu Ghosh. So now you will get some insights and some key information about what the Indian civilization is about. It is one of the oldest civilizations ever, ranging to about minus 13,500 years, or you can say 13,500 years BCE. So, spiritual wisdom, knowledge, knowable, and the knower. Let's see what Ardhendu Ghosh says about the knowledge, knowable, and the knower. There is a basic law of the human psyche enunciated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the religious book. It's the Bible of Hindu civilization. And in Bhagavad Gita, according to which the three factors involved in motivating our action are the following. The knowledge that is sought, which is jnanam in Sanskrit. Now, Sanskrit is the oldest language. So, whatever you talk about, everything is the oldest in our civilization. Knowledge is jnanam. And the knowledge is sought by the knowable, which is a niyam or niyam. And the one who wants to gain that knowledge, the knower, is the parijnata. So, Sanskrit is defined as the oldest language, and it is defined as the language which gave origin to each and every language. So, and this is not a definition by some Indian person. It has been given by the Britain. The civilians of Britain have defined. Many historians who are very much expert in linguistic studies have defined Sanskrit as the longest, the biggest, the most fulfilled, and the oldest language. And the special thing about Sanskrit is that in English, if we want to speak a specific thing, we speak in a specific way. I mean, if I want to say I am hungry, I'll say I am hungry. Now, this is applicable to each and every person on this world, but Sanskrit is the language of emotions. With the help of Sanskrit, when a person wants to say I'm hungry to a specific person, his emotions change the way of speaking. I mean, if you want to add emotions in a English sentence, you need to do some brackets and you need to add that sentence that he's saying it happily. But in Sanskrit, if you want to say I am hungry happily, you will say in a different way, or with the use of different words. So Sanskrit is the language which speaks up with emotions. Now there is a lot to talk about Sanskrit itself, but we will keep it for next session. For now, since I said knowledge is jnanam and niyam and the parijnata, so a clear-cut distinction between jnanam on one hand and niyam and parijnata on the other is that imperative for our actions to be reasonably error-free. This point is also dealt with Patanjali's yoga. Patanjali is an Indian saint, very old saint, and he has contributed a lot in Ayurveda, which is the first ever medical study done in the entire world, Ayurveda. So, through the terminology used by Patanjali's yoga, he said that there are different things which are darshana, vision, drishya, what is seen, and drashta, the seer. So, for a more elaborate treatment of Patanjali's yoga sutras, you can refer to some books which I will give you at the end of some further sessions. So, the objective world which can be perceived is the drishya or niyam, jniyam, and it exists in its own majesty and sovereignty with both animate and inanimate components. It exists and possesses irrespective of man's existence or otherwise on this planet. At the other end of this existential situation is the drashta, the seer, or the parishnatha, the knower. The interaction between these two entities explores into a vision, which is darshana or knowledge. So how beautifully has Sanskrit defined the smallest and the tiniest of the actions of human world. There is also a thing known as ego. Ego is known as asmita in Sanskrit. We will discuss a lot of topics about Sanskrit, how Sanskrit has defined everything that you do. Yes, everything that you do. The word science is wrongly translated in Hindi or Marathi or Sanskrit as vidnyan, but vidnyan is not science. The way the modern world defines science is completely different from the way Indian civilization has defined science, because even before the discovery of all those phenomena and theories, Indian scientists way back almost 8,000 years ago knew a lot about gravity, about quantum mechanics, and a lot of stuff, and there are evidences of this. So it becomes a lot controversial in the modern world because many people are not agreeing to agree. They don't want to agree because they feel insecure by seeing that everything that we could have discovered has already been done here. And that's the statement by a lot of British viceroys. They have given this statement while ruling India. So that's a lot of knowledge which Indian civilization already had, but it has not been revealed because they are afraid that it will give them a lot of credits. But now, since every person is knowing about it, it will surely come up. But that's not a topic of discussion. Our topic of discussion is about Sanskrit and spiritual wisdom in this coming sessions. Now, this will not be a very big session, okay? We will do it on once or twice a month, because the most important part is about the discussions related to science and other stuff. So make sure to click the heart button or save the playlist. And also, one thing is very important. Whatever I am telling to you is not taken to be as a hurting thing, because many people tend to do so, that he is talking about a religion. I'd like to tell you that Indian civilization was never about any religion, and that's the world. The new world has completely changed. We have left the parameters of religion. We are not with them. We follow them for sure, but we should not fight on the basis of religion, is what I think. Knowledge, being it in any religion, be it a Christianity, be it a Muslim religion, it's knowledge. We need to gain that, and our objective should be to gain the knowledge and wisdom and learn from it. And you will see this a lot in India, because in India there are people from a lot of religions, I mean almost every religion, and in lakhs and lakhs, oh sorry, you guys don't know lakhs, right? So lakh is 1/10 of a million. So there are millions of people actually of different religions. So in India, people of every religion read Bible, they read Quran, and they also read Bhagavad Gita.